This is Pasha Zaira. Starts off that Moshe goes to Pyro and tells him where my people go. So, Shalom, how much can Moshe tell Pyro what we are, what Chai Yisrael? Can you tell him about Hashem? Can you tell him about the Torah we're going to do, Avodah, the Kavanos? And also, Pyro answers back the Master Matan, how much can Moshe listen to Pyro? Are you allowed to listen to Goy when he tells you something or not? What's the good of teaching a Goy Torah? And how much can you listen to a Goy? First, the Gemara on Shabbos and the Ayin Hei on Manalos, the Gemara says, "Haloi mit dove echo min hamagushi chayiv miso." Someone in Torah from hamagushi is chayiv miso. So, what is dove echo? Rashi says that even if you learn Torah from hamagushi, you chayiv miso. It's possible to explain in Shulchan Aruch in your day, it's in the Kufayin test. They can learn even dove echo, even Torah from hamagushi, you chayiv miso. What's the hamagushi? It's the Be'er HaGadol said that someone's kreipah v'eker. An atheist, someone's down on my zara, someone's kreipah v'kodesh baruch hu, you cannot learn from him even dove Torah. Basically, and the English teacher you had in school is an atheist, whether not religious, not Jewish, or Kaif Baker. According to Baer Gadol, it's a to learn from them anything, science, math, history, and it's Chayim Misa, Mechoy can have any English teacher. It's Kvaldika had to not go to English. I said, no, Dov Echot, and Rashi says, Afilu Divetara. Afilu Divetara, he wants Dov Echot. However, Rashi over there explains what's a Magushi, not like a Baer Gadol. It says a Magushi is someone, the Min HaMashikh Rabbeinu Zoroh, a Mesis, a missionary. Anyone who comes to make a person go off the derech, that person can't learn from him anything from him. That's the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Agachuvah, all explain the Dafka Mesis, someone's a missionary trying to convince you to go off the derech, those people you cannot learn from. Therefore, you have missionaries, you give out these signs, you start even having a conversation with them, whether it's even not an Indian of, let's say, the Indian of the Kursus, Stamla starts talking to you about science, about history, you now learn from them, now speak to them at all, you have to punish them for anything and everything, because the Chayim Yisrael. Hamagushi. Hamagushi is the word. What's Hamagushi? No, the bad guy says it's Kurtz Baker. But Rashi was someone, anyone was the Mason of Avodah Zarah. But if it's Kurtz Baker, that means, again, bad guy was saying it's Kurtz Baker. No, it's Min HaMashikhu Avodah Zarah. Anyone's Mashikhu Avodah Zarah, any missionary person, you can't have any shaykh to you, you have to stay away from them, you can't talk to them at all. There's a nice of Boston exam in Eretz Yisrael that used to have groups getting together, Jews and going together, and going to go to a priest and hear him speak. He says it's also Goma. Why? Even if it's not in the Avodah Kursus, you still you're not allowed to learn anything from a Goy because the Chayim Mishnah Gemara says it's Rotam Alokha. This the Boston says these groups that you and the Goyim have together and you hear any priest speak, even though he's not coming together, the CSU is also to learn from. That's from a Goy. But teaching Torah to a guy, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara that the Pesach now says, "Some of Yechonon Oyvik Chovim Sheoyfik B'Torah Chayim Misa." Goy learns Torah Chayim Misa. Shnema Torah Tzivu Lano Moshe Marisha. Lano Marisha for us it's inheritance. Learn him, not to them. You cannot teach Torah. Torah cannot be learned by a guy. It's ours and not theirs. But the Gemara Ma'aser says there's only Zayin Mitzvahs, and Zayin is soon by guy. Does not say when the Issa they kill in Torah. So the Gemara answers, either it's Marasha, it's in of inheritance, then it's ours, they're taking the Issa Gzela, they cannot learn Torah out the Issa Gzela, or it's the word Marasha, the Russian of Erisin, and this is definitely the Issa of Gilarayas. The Gemara, again, the Goyim kill in Torah either of Gzela or the Issa Gilarayas. Nichol is Zayin Mitzvah.
Oh, I think it's Vashik
Shem. What? Yeah,
so
learning from a Amgushi means someone's a Mesa, someone's a Mishnah, you can learn anything. Teaching them, like, what's saying, that is of Issa
B'Torah.
You're talking about that kind of person, not a book. The book is also separate, it's Inechman of
Abakoyas.
Inechman of Abakoyas came in his books either. You know, the Olam, even though the Olam reads Paul Johnson and other books, I'm not sure why, of course, it's a Kadhafi person.
Even though
they don't know
because
it's
written by
an Anglican. Yeah.
What
was that
sheet of
what?
So
that sheet of written. So that was written by Paul Kellerman and
No, the book
was first. The English words to make fun of it. I mean, you can quote, the Gemara quotes Ben Sira, and the Gemara in Sanet and the Kofet, they say, now we're going to take Ben Sira. And the Gemara goes to the Pesukim and explaining the Pesukim and saying, why now learn it? The Gemara quotes Pesukim and says, what the knowledge kind of it is. The Gemara itself does. It says, now learn it, and then it quotes the Pesukim from it. So you see, you're coming to make fun of me, you're allowed to. So now we're going, teaching Torah to go, you see, it's also, the Gemara says,
it's an
Isra. Oh, so yeah, so first, right now the Gemara is saying the Isra and the Goy. Goy cannot learn Torah, Oisik B'Torah is Chayim Isra. The Gemara says, Oisik B'Torah is Chayim Isra. The Gemara says that the Zayin Mitzvah is either just a Gzeil or Eilishan. The Gemara says, I'm Meir. Meir says, Meir was a Kohen Gadol, so Oisik B'Tariya, a Goy is Oisik B'Tariya, Dinam Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, that's the Zayin Mitzvah. So Goy can be Oisik in the Zayin Mitzvah, and therefore he's a Dinam Kohen Gadol, but Eilicham, everyone else is Oisik B'Tariya, is Chayim Miso. So if it's true that it is of Chayim Miso, so then Pashas, we can either teach him Tariya, or Issa with Nefer. Well, that's the Pashas. So here's the kasha. So how was Yosef able to learn the Pashas like before? How can all this learn Torah? How can Noach, Rashi says, he knew two of Torah, he learned the Torah. How can he learn Torah?
You could
say that the man didn't. So on the obvious, maybe, you could say the idea of, even though the Machloek said the idea of Yisrael, the Kula also, look what this is in the Kula. Right, it's Machloek. It's Bashi Drachma, it's his kasha, and so he says, maybe Chut, the Raya that I had, it didn't even the Kula. But the Chut, Noach, I think everyone agrees he never did in Yisrael. Only the obvious thing, but...
It's the
Issa
was given later.
So, comes along with Bashi Rachum, he answers, and the Shaitan of others want to say that the Issa Dato of Gzelo, Gila Raya, said, we got the Torah, it's ours, our Erusha, we've been short the Torah, with our Torah. Before my Torah, he said, that Echlami, it's not ours yet. Echlami is still, it wasn't ours, it was not a long, therefore Echlami, any person before my Torah can learn the Torah, there's no Issa, even a Goy can, even if they didn't look, even a Chumro, a Goy is not learning the Torah, before my Torah.
Why
did they do it maybe?
There's no
answer. There's a Gemara, by going, the Gemara says that the Gemara says that the Gemara says that by going, to give them a Vodza, the Gemara in the Dorm, I think the 8th Parak says the same thing. There's an Issa, the Gemara, that's halacha. So, again, so...
And
that's all Zionists? Yeah, all Zionists.
And to make the Zionists come back again?
Yeah, it might be a little bit different, but...
This may
be Gemara. Yeah, but again, the Gemara says it's Mutter. So, you will... Again, my answer is no issue at all because it wasn't Gzeil yet. It wasn't our Torah that this is our Torah. Absolutely, yeah, we also partial with neighbor. Tosfos and Chagiga says it's not with neighbor. So again, so teaching again, so Moshe is speaking to Pari, we start off, how can Moshe start telling Pari, going through the void, there's a bonus and these things. It's very simple. For my answer is no Gzeil, Moshe can go to Pari whatever he wants. And there's no issue. What? No, he's telling the Lachas. The Lachas is the Torah also. Quote him, go become bondage to who Hashem is, and he's omnipresent, and you're your Geshkas, you're nothing. That's what Michal in the Torah.
What? Telling who Hashem is
Torah? Well, maybe it won't be. We'll get to that maybe. Maybe saying Amuz Hashem might not be Torah, but saying the Lachas is certainly a Torah.
Yeah,
Amuz
is a Lachas.
Like we'll get to it. Right, so again, so, people might play some more so they'll pal Zayach, or the others, or Yosef, or even Pari. The issue of teaching again the Goy Torah is even though the Chayim is the issue, the Gemara says the Chagiga, the Tosfos says the Chagiga, there is an issue of Lifnei Iver. Separate issue of Lifnei Iver. There is same Lifnei Iver. I don't mean the issue of Lifnei Iver because you're in the Chayim Miso. Because our place can hold there's no issue of Lifnei Iver to Goy to get him killed, get him damaged. Moshe writes in Shuvah, the Shaykh Chayim writes that way, and the Siyak, there's always no issue of Lifnei Iver on Ben Adam Lechaveiros to Goy. But Ben Adam Lamakam, there is an issue of Lifnei Iver. That's important to Gemara. Therefore, again, you can't teach a Goy Torah because he's doing something wrong and he even issue of Ben Adam Lamakam. Now, there's a matter that we have, there's a lot of books out on Torah which a Goy can buy. There's a computer with internet, a Goy can get any information they want. That means, of course, there's a matter that the way for Goy to learn Torah is a lot of Yisrael. They can learn it through Kamal Ifanim. What? You never see them there, but they can get there. Are they there?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Okay. So, Mashallah, so the Issa of Lifnei Iver is Dafko by Trey Uvda Denara, meaning when the only place he can get it from is from me. Then the Issa derives from Lifnei Iver. Blessing it from somebody else, I give it to him. The Gemara calls the Issa Misayaya. Issa of helping out. So by a year, there's an Issa Drapon of Misayaya. What about by Goy? Is the Issa to give him Torah of Misayaya? Lifnei Iver is a bit mad as that because they can get it any place, anywhere they want.
Are you going to prove the book that you know that the Goy will have?
So, we'll get to that also. Step by step. So first, what is the Isser? Again, so after the Evil Chorus film is not. After the yeah, you're helping them out, it's an Isser. So by yet again, it's Osir. Meforshi Gemara, what about by Goy? So it's worth having Amor in your day in some Kuftun Aleph. This is Ika Din, there is no Isser Misayaya to a Goy. Ika Din, you can go and help out a Goy, because you can get from Chad over to Zanaro, and you can get from somewhere else, and Echlami is no Isser Misayaya. However, the Amor says, Baal Nefesh Yachma, the person who should be Machmer, Mishabru, and Simon Shimem Zayin, he also says, he says to be Machmer, to going to be Machmer, Ika Din. So after the Sayyid, of course, still should be offered to a Goy. But what is this Isser? Mishavu and Shemim Zayin by Sugyan Shabbat Al Gimel, by giving an oni to what to eat, Gemara is talking about a Goy. So it's talking about Sayyid over there. But about the Rishus Yachad, Rishus Yachad. brings down the machlokes of the Na'af. So again, he says that you should be mikatim, you should be machmi even misayir. But no matter what is this issa, again, issa gzelo, the issa is asarayis. So the Rambam writes when he brings down the halacha in Parakid, halacha tes in Malachim, he says even though yichayim misa, we don't kill them. We hit them, we tell them yichayim misa, but we don't kill them b'etzem. I think most is yichayim misa. We don't do it. We just tell them yichayim misa and we hit them. Why? He says no, it's kelim kas mishnah mishlomelach lachem mishnah b'masho. It's a smach to b'almo. No, this erichayim this in yichayim misa. This positive tentative one of my show is only a smach. It's not a real din. Why? The whole pshan is that what is the isik zayla? Isik zayla is taking something that you have, it's mine. I take your pen away. That's zayla. Taking away something that's not mamash, it's not tangible, there's no isik zayla. That's a lot of people talk about the isik by wisdom, by chokhma, by any information. There's no isik zayla. I didn't take anything tangible. But when you wake up a person, now it's gezel shinoi. L'chuz is no isik zayla. People call it gezel shinoi, but l'chuz is no gzayla. I didn't take anything that's yours. I don't have it, and I didn't have I couldn't find it myself, but better mind.
I heard the same
guy. Okay, I heard the same. Yeah, I couldn't find it. Unless a friend of mine wrote to Mchav Gnievsky, and he asked, is there something as Gezel Shinoi? And he wrote back one word, Ain. There isn't. And he went to Yashiv and asked him, is something as Gezel Shinoi? Gezel? What is Gezel? Nothing is Gezel. Maybe Mavik Shinoi? Gezel? No Gezel. No Mavik again, what? No Mavik, maybe it's the Gezel, fine, but it's a Mavik, not Gezel. Well, the Pesach Choshen, he also brings down, he says the Issa is, in fact, Tessin Gnevi, he says the Issa is off the Nos Devarim. Or Imre Yaklis on the grass, he writes the Issa is off Tzab Al-Chaim. Or someone said Issa is off Haklech HaKamaycho. But in print, I don't see anyone say Gezel Shin except the Moses from Allah, you have all the Issa from after waking up a person. Yen Tzab Al-Chaim, after HaKamaycho, Nos Devarim. Mazik maybe, but not Gezel. Gezel is something tangible. If so, who this Issa over here by Torah is only a Slacht Ba'almo. Why is it slack? There's no real if example. I'm not taking something that's yours. If so, what is it? It's the Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Shalom Beis says it's the Rabbanon. Padre Seri says it's Rak and it's the Rabbanon. Even though Gvar has lost Mechai and Nisa, it's an it's the Rabbanon.
What name
is that? From
who? Hmm? Which?
Gneiris Das. Well, it depends where the Issa Gneiris Das comes from. The Rittalon is Issa Gneiris, right? It's three different Mekar. It's either Gneiris or Shekel or some Rabbanon. I don't know, maybe it's the meaning of the pasuk. I don't know, the cash. Fine, so now we're the... Yes, but again, what's the Issa? Where's the Makar of the Issa? What's the Makar? The Ritual there, like Amar says, is the most significant. He says, Nichol Pasuk, Gneva itself. So according to him, it's the cash, where's the Gneva? So again, this is only Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's only Issa D'Rabbanan, is there Issa Misayeya on D'Rabbanan? Is there Issa with the Evator going to D'Rabbanan first? Okay, I think it's not Issa D'Rabbanan. No, I think they argue for the favor is... I don't think that's my place.
I don't
know. So first, talk about a goy, and Rabban of a goy. So the smag writes by Eve Menachai, Rabbanon. The smag says the Issa by Eve Menachai, Rabbanon. The Issa to give it to a goy. However, the Shach and Tim and Nunhei brings down the Ram, the Rajbot, and says no lift either. Even a lift either, right? So on the Rabbanon to a goy. There's no lift either. So over here you have Messiah, following the Rabbanon. And you have also Issa following the Rabbanon by teaching Torah to a goy. Messiah, Rabbanon. Bechor, since again, the Shach was Mikadin, we don't say the Rabbanon's by a goy. And Mikadin, we don't say Messiah by a goy. Bechor, this man is there, there will be no Issa lift either to a goy to teach him Torah. Not only that, the Prima Gordon Malach once saying, Kuf Samach Gimel, Ish Vazom Sekon Beis, he once say, even by Yisrael, when it's Messiah Durabonim, since Durabonim, Messiah is only Durabonim. And Durabonim itself, the Gzeil, and even by Yisrael, he says, Malacha, we argue on him, but the Prima Gordon says, by Yisrael itself, Messiah Durabonim's mother, we look solely by Goy, the Messiah is making his mother, Ramah says. And Durabonim Shach is making his mother, the coach came by Goy, there's no issue, there's no matter about Kufna either.
Okay,
it is only, but not as Messiah. Everything he gets anywhere, and so not that the other chair of denial. Does not get any information they want.
The fact that the kind of information, or they have to be the picture of the
guy. They can get anywhere they want. They can get, again.
No, but I'm telling you the guy.
So what? He can get somewhere else. Taisa calls him a case of David, and they can get somewhere else. Calls him Messiah. Taisa calls him that way. You can argue whether it's Messiah, but that's the place that you get off your gimel.
I'll be in the jungle
after
the whole year saying.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be a problem with me. That'll be also. But us, the Gator, us, this whole thing was never going to apply. Now the Issa Deachai Nisan teaching the Issa Lizna even that won't apply. How would this not be Gemara? So again, also there is no answer. Also I saw the Shiras Moshe and Simcha Bav, he's a Seif Masev, he wants to say also the same shot.
A child.
Yeah. Class,
a child
who's
mother's
okay. So the child? Again, the information is very well. So he's a part of it, a 10-year-old. So the child is going on a different price, we'll get to it. First of all, you want to say that the girl is not to teach the Torah, the cost is not to teach the Torah. But, because no one's exam, no there is, no dance, whatever. But maybe we'll get to it at a different time. So again, the outputs, if this is there's no answer. How does this happen, Gemara? It's Gemara Chagigyo. Gemara says, Amar Rav Ami, ain't moistened the Torah lo'ev yichov, you can't give a Torah to Goyim. Shnema lo'ot lechein l'chol Goyim v'shpotem al-idum. Pasuk says every day, that the issue is, you can't do this to Goyim v'shpotem al-idum, they should not know them. Taisa says, what is this Gemara for? Even in case no issue lef neiver, stami of a separate issue teach him Goy Torah. Even when they can know it and get someone else's special issue, divya Kabbalah, you can't teach a Torah to a Goy, even when they can get it from someone else. Special issue, you can teach it. The Gemara and Fadesh are talking about they are learning it for themselves, Chiyam Yisrael. If you're going to teach it, as Gemara is saying, for you it's Asr. Now, this Isr, the price can be asked, L'chur, it's not brought down Allah, the Shulchan Aruch and Torah don't bring it down, but the Ikashal is a Rambam. Rambam does not bring it down any place. So do we pass on this Gemara or not? So even as Kelim point out, the Parshim is saying, there's a Gemara Ksubis Nav Chavches, the Gemara says, you can't teach an Eved Torah. Gemara says, you can't teach an Eved Torah. That halacha is brought down in the Rambam Hilchos Avot and Parches, or the Shulchan Aruch is brought down to Menorah Samach Zayin, the kin teach an Eved Torah. So the kin teach an Eved Torah, said that the Moshe, the Seichemel, or others, that's the Mekor of the Rambam, Kotskin Yisrael. The kin teach an Eved Torah, what's the reason for Chura Pashas is a Goy? Who didn't the kin teach a Yisrael Torah? So Echam and halacha is brought down, even though others want to say it's not, but Moshe and others say clearly it's brought down, Nichol Nikdin of Eved. So we have this din now of teaching a Torah to Goy is also, Midin, so let's go through different cases. First, how can you ever print a sefer? Or how can you ever give shiur on the radio? Or how can you ever have sites on the internet? Or Smeach has, Aisha has, Baltimore and Arizona have sites on the internet. But most of going to go on the set on these sites. They ask you questions. You answer them. You don't know who they are. So what's the answer? So the Reisman has a maestro, which Mordechai was saying beforehand, that one time he's giving the Navisher, he has 1,000 guys, and it seems every week he goes to show up and come to the Navisher. Good, come to the Navisher. So what do you do? He stopped giving the Navisher, tell the guy not to come, what do you do? So he went to Israel Palm. What to do? And Palm said, oh, it's Morty, it's Samachan Moshe. What's the Moshe? Two tshuvas. No, Moshe in Yodea, in Chelik Gimel Simon Tzadik, he's talking first about the Israel with the Hebrew. Again, of course, not Shaykh, this man is there. But he says a chiddush in the ghetto with neighbor. He says, first, what's with neighbor? Let's say I have money, I have a bike, I have something, and I leave it in front of me. And I know if I leave it out, someone's going to come and steal it. Do I have a chiv to protect it? I have a chiv to protect it. I leave my bike out in front of the house. Well, I know a guy was telling me he leaves his car unlocked, helps they steal it, the insurance will pay for it. Is it it's a lift neighbor or not? Because my ghetto is one design. It's even a good answer. So Moshe says that someone does something like a hagen, since I have a right to do whatever I want to my own nechassim, there's no issur lifnei iver, and I'll tell you Rosh Lamos, Echamid, there is no issur to protect my own money. That explains the Gemara Ksubis, Liddish for who are in the Shari, not Gemara Beis. Echamid, you tell him this mutter, I, the husband will come and withdraw them, so what? He's doing something like a hagen, you have a right to do whatever you want to do. So the ghetto lifnei iver time is only when I have a right to do something I want to do, there's no issur.
Well,
I don't
know.
Where? Yeah, so he'll get two steps. He says two different truths, talks about two different things. So first he talks about the inn of Lefnei Iver and Chel Gimel. He said, of Lefnei Iver, so doing something like Chel Gimel, you have to stop a guy from doing.
What's the guy Lefnei Iver? The victim looks to be unsuspecting. You know that it's wrong.
So one, he knows it's wrong. You can't give it to him. There is someone to give it to him. But let's say you are talking to him, you have a right to, you're not giving him anything. And you know what's going to come, he'll do something himself. Like see to him a mishlo. Give him a mishlo, that's awesome. Give him wine and he knows it's wrong, still not give it to him. What? When he's doing something wrong, the Gemara says, how eternally Rosh Hashanah was. If he's doing something wrong, you're doing in your own mishlos, you're off to mafish him. He's a Rosh Hashanah guy. He's responsible for his own actions. However, let's say he's not doing something in the Kohen, but establishing to go do something. So then he admits to be mafish him, he says, well, tachacha, How by God, there's no one in Tachacha of Arvis, because God is no Arvis but Tachacha. Therefore, if you're not showing by yourself, and he's coming to share, he's doing it, and he's going to come and listen to it, there's no one still a favor. Because you're giving a share to everyone else. He's the one coming to listen. It's his doing, and there's no one still a favor.
Why did you
just
say
that? His tshuva, his tshuva can be going in all cases. His tshuva was a long time ago, I don't know.
Is this love because there's no way you're going to hear the right and share with us?
Well, you couldn't get the tapes. Get the tapes.
Yeah, what about the minister? You invite the minister, you bring him in, and he says
if it's better. So, hopefully he spaces out, like most people. No, the minister himself, I might say he's there, and you know how he says it. He's there because the fact that he's listening is he himself doing it. Who isn't even listening? But then they're not listening. They're not paying. Oh, we'll see another head.
We'll get that also.
So that's the Isra out again. There's another Tshuva Moshe in Chelav Beis. The Tzibukuflan Beis. He says, "I lemaisa." What about the Gemara in Chagiga that says you can't give it all to Goy? And lemaisa, you're teaching it to Goy. So he says that Dafko, he has maisa there that a person that came home from yeshiva has come to the Lel Seder, and one of his mishpacha married somebody. The girl was megayis to reform, so that's the girl is the Goy. And the children go, can you say it? By that God, can you say that God of the Seder? So Moshe says, you're allowed to. Why? Because the Isra of Ein Moisim to the Torah, the Moshe says, Ein Moisim, can give Torah to Goyim. Here he's teaching himself, teaching to others, his parents, all the Mishpacha. This person happens to be listening in. Who is the person listening in? If I think, Moach HaGigah, he also has no Isra.
So she would have asked the question. Sorry, I
can't. Oh, we'll get to that also. But I'm saying the Rabbi is giving a share what? To Yidden. And there's 1,000 people there. He's not giving to this guy. He's there. So he's coming to it. There's no Isra of Stab of Sufna. Even if there's no Isra of Gemara Chagigah, I'm not giving it to him.
This is
he's listening.
Like only one-on-one.
Yes. Yeah.
I think
you
share
a
lot of people before
right.
The
right. That's what you're more than I was saying before. It's probably a share and then go and come. No problem, because Moshe, he's speaking to Yidden. Go and come. What do you want? Yeah. Of course, Pasha is smarter. That's the Moshe, right?
I've always seen the Moshe that the Tanoi that were arguing with Minim, telling them, Sopi and Shetazoi.
So we'll get to that also. We'll get to it. The Moshe also brings it right. The Gemara in Sukkah and Chofa Beis, the Chofa were talking to each other about Tuvi Avdi, that Tuvi was in the Sukkah sleeping under a bed and was also Torah to Goy. I was listening to the Divrei Torah. They said they were talking to each other, that he was listening. What do you want? Tuvi came to Swamp, he was listening in. But they weren't talking to him. What?
Who taught him?
He said, he was around Chacham. And the Messiah says, the Dab was Chacham, you're around him, you learn from them. So he was around him, he learned, but no one was talking to him, no one told him anything. He just came to Swamp naturally. Fine, that's after why I can go to Shir. Let's say, what Baruch was asking me for, let's say a guy wants to be Megara. Let's become a Gary, let's teach him Torah or not. Quite once, a couple of years ago, I was learning for Sefi with a kid who wasn't a Jew yet, the whole family is Megara. This kid, I learned with him, Gemara Chagigah was learning with him, that and he was Megara in a year or two later, I think he was 11 years old, and he learned with him Torah or not. So, yeah, Moshe, beyond the argues. What? No, I didn't get the Gemara, yeah, not in the sect of learning. Yeah, but he's almost both as Megara, and he's the last one. Fine. So Shabbos, what to do? Let's teach a goy to the guys. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, that Bam Aleph, that a goy came to Shammai and says, I want to be Megara, on the condition that I become a Kohen Gadol. No, my son, I want to become a Kohen Gadol to win the Choshen Ve'Eifoid. So Shammai, what do you do? You push him away from Amos Abinyan. What the hell do? The hell said, you want to be Megara? I'm not assisting this Megara, Melech Lami. Most of the guy is Megara. And they told, but I can make Kohen Gadol right away. You have to first learn the Allah, the Tachsisei Melech, the Tzorchei Melech. So he went to the Chumash. He entered the pasuk of a kov, Zohar kov Yumos, when Zohar comments in the Kaiva, he brings any kov and he dies. So it's coming, he understood right then that even Dovah Melchi's soul, he cannot become a Kohen Gadol, so he cannot become a Kohen Gadol, the Ger. This is Ger. I've become a Maestro. So again, what happened? He's Megara, he learned Torah, and he understood that he can't become a Kohen Gadol. In fact, the Mashah, the Gemara Yavama says, he can't teach a person, he can't be a Megara person, Amanas, for a Shulchan Malachim. Can Megara person for position for riches, for power, for marriage, you can be a Megara person. He is Megara, I'm going to ask to be what? To be a Kohen Gadol, or Chorit Basar. So Moshe says right away, he wasn't Megara. Most of Megara means he'll, in the future he will. Later on, right now he wasn't Megara. He right now is a Goy. In fact, Moshe is a Goy. I can teach him Torah. Most of the can teach him Torah. The answer is to be Megara is Mutter. If you want to teach him Torah, and later on to be Megara, it's Mutter. Ich mache jetzt Mutter, bevor ich mal schaue. Und Kiveger, in Simbem Alex, says, it's not true from two Teufels in Yivamis, Teufel of Dalet and Kuftes, both times say, that is Pshat, what's Pshat Hill, Alex Amnas, Shulch Muachim. So Teufel answers, because he knew he'll be the safe L'Shem Shemayim. He knew later on it'll be L'Shem Shemayim, even though right now it's not L'Shem Shemayim. The Ibn Kiveger, at the end, says, Ein Karik Latim. He argues, then Kimi Matir. He says this, and also the Beis Yitzchak. Havel Alocha, Amoshe, Yadei, Chalikimel, Shuv Zanhagis, Rosh Dubach, Machnachayim, Yivya Oimel, Chut, before Shem Iri, and some Hemshin, Nathan Tess, they all say, Lalocha, Yilada, teach a great Torah, if it's going to be Megara. For the future, since right now, if there's else in the point, you can end up doing Torah Mitzvahs, and Echnami, right now, Yilada, teach a great Torah, and to know what to do in the future.
So if you could say, maybe it's going to be Megara?
No, because it must stop. You have to push him away, first of all. Once he wants to, and you try to push him away, Echnami can start teaching him. We're not supposed to, we don't want to go to Pimagara. Then again, we have two attempts. One is the guy that's here when you're not teaching to him, you're teaching to yourself as Mutter. And also, even to him, you're allowed to, it's coming to Pimagara. So before, Nochashav, what about, like Effie was saying beforehand, that people ask you questions, and there's a give and take, there's a recourse. We see for Doris that Gedoyle always answered Goyim, the Shailas. There's always a recourse between us and the Goyim.
On the internet.
On the internet, you don't know if it's either a Goy. Yeah, but the Lachoy, you assume it's a Yid, you could say, Haruch HaHaroi, who else divine the Shailas? Pashtus. Yeah, oh, for sure. But nice, but not as that, what do you do? They come ask you Shailas. One time I was giving blood, and the nurse was asking me, what's my tits? I said, well, these strings, wrong, what are these things? Well, I think in an airplane, and you always get sitting next to these interesting people, they start asking these questions about Judaism, religion, what do? You want to answer them or not? So there's a Gemara in Avod Zorah, Mishnah Avod Zorah, Dachman Beis. The Gemara says in the Forish, Mishnah says that a goy is of Gamil, how can go to Mechetz, it has the name of Avod Zorah on it. So Gamil, at the end, he asks him two things. He asks him, the Mishnah says he answers him. The Forish right over there asks, how did he answer him? Is it the entire? So Yad Malachi, Yad Elio, and Simem Ches, he answers that this Isser, to teach Torah, the Dafka, when you're going to teach them. But you're doing it after Kiddush Hashem, you tell Asma again. The same happened, you tell Asma or Kiddush Hashem. And not, then they should walk away and say, oh, we see we're right, and the Torah is meaningless, and it'll speak bad against the Torah. We're doing it, why? To tie ourselves. So you should walk away thinking the Torah has no point to it. We're doing it with our Asma, therefore he says, the Yad Elio, it's Mutter. Yeah, they are also passing that way in Chalik Bey, you know, it's in Yenzayim. His question is, they come to ask you something, go break their teeth, go answer them, have them call the Sa'ara, go attack them. No, you're not coming to answer them, you're not coming to teach them, you're coming to say Torah is Zemes.
So that missionary also?
If they come to ask you, you have a right answer. That's the mission in the office. And if you can have a, I mean, not to yourself, but after to go, you have an answer. But again, that's again, the head to is why you can't ask me. You're doing it to say you're wrong and to me ask you the Mach Nechaim, Chaim Seif also, and the Chelik Gimel, and the Enem Vav, he says, you're saving yourself. That's the point. It's Mutter, Mekal Baruch, Tatmimus, the same thing. You can tell you, maybe that this is Dafka when they're coming to ask you, to attack you, so you're defending Torah. But this time they're asking you, Balbach, there's a question, they say, next year they ask you nicely. Yeah, are you allowed to, they don't mean to, they're not going to walk away and say the Torah is wrong. You're allowed to answer them or not. So it happens to be once on the airport, I'm sitting next to a person, they ask me, so I want to show an answer, I did answer the person. Then they found out he was a minister in San Diego and a priest, and if I wouldn't answer them, what would have been? It would be, oh, shit, I yes, this guy, he didn't know anything, and we're right. So, kids, sometimes you just never know. Before you have to answer, else you never know. But let's say you do know that this person, before he doesn't mean anything by it. What? Yeah, but again, you what?
Okay, what
well, let's say someone asks you, let an answer. So again, there's a Tur Evan, in Chagiga, and after Gimel, the Tur Evan says, since the whole Issa teaching Torah to go is only the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon say, since it's only Derech Arai, it's only once in a while, it's not that you're singing learning with them, it's only Derech Arai, and after Kishom, you let an answer. So they have Allah to answer. Even again, before we have a complex.
You can't be
so they do bring down a Zohar, that's Machmer. So again, you should not go to have confession with them. Once they are asking you, before, it should not be evasive, because it might lead to Chol Hashem. You never know, and you have a right to answer.
When's
to Evan Chagigo Dafid Gimel Omer
Aleph. Again,
you're
saying
it's crazy. Once you tell them, once they ask you. Yeah, you should answer them. You should not have a Taino. Kiddush Hashem should be Chol. You shouldn't think Torah is wrong. You should answer them. You're not coming to answer. Not coming to teach them Torah. You're coming to again, Kiddush Hashem. We'll have to love last one. Again, but you should not go over and start a conversation on Kiddush Hashem because my sister is a Zohar. Everything's on the Zohar.
Sometimes you answer this as well when you answer.
What, and I wasn't sure then what to answer exactly. It reminds me of the mitzvahs. You know, you can answer them, say. Which benefits. So again, this to heaven, that says, again, after Arai, somebody said, Arai, it's Mutik, it's Rabbanon, and after Akisholom. This is a Tshuva Sefer, named Mimam Akim. It's 5 volumes. It's a very sad Sefer. It's a Tshuva that happened in the Kovna Ghetto from 1941 to 1945. The Rav, the Rav's name was Rabbi Chaim Ashari. Oshi. So the Ith and all these sad shalas negated to what happened in the ghetto. So, of course, the question certainly can be on Tisha B'Av, all the shalas are very sad. So one of the shalas is, so it's Maisha Hoyu, and Aleph Adar, he writes in 1942, that the Nazis sent a letter to him, because he was the head of the place, that said they want all the Svarim, scientific college, scientific chol, they wanted to give it over to the census, the Mumcho. He says his name is Alfred Rosenberg Yimach Shmoy. He says Yidua, I don't know if he's Yidua. He writes as Yidua. And these books, he wanted to give it over to them, and they'll censor, they'll see if about the Torah. So they came to his house, he's in charge of the machsan of the books, of the Svarim, and they started asking him and the Chaver about what these things mean. They asked him about the Gemara and Zvachim about these, they asked him about he had a grace, his own Shulchan Aruch, from the Rabbitical Chum Spectre, because he was the Rav of Chum before him. He had a grace, and they were asking what these things mean. So are you allowed to answer or not? So first he starts off with the Tur Evan, he says, Tur Evan says, Derech HaRoi, Dakir Shem, I want to answer. You know, that's so many times, maybe we could have pushed them off. So it's more to, again, Migdam HaLoch, of this Tur Evan, they allowed to push people off. They, you don't have to push them off, and Eich Mamik can answer, Dakir Shem, we want to answer them. Voidi ends of the Chud, the case of Koch Nefesh, Tesh Mel Kamda, Fama Chesed, Latish Toyos, the Koch Nefesh, no. So the Lashon of the Lashon, he says, it's only the Echaroi. What's the true evidence? Echaroi, and it's only the Abanon.
So
if
you have been in a few years, and you find out that it's okay.
So I'm sure it'll be, Megara this year.
Well, what was the
last
comment of the story?
Well, Nazis, no, they went through it, and he said, it's true, but I teach him, and he said, I mean, we answered them, we taught them.
He thinks it's the end, that's
one of the... Well, most of the true evidence is the end, they answer, because now Swam, they took away the Swam. Sorry? So you can't teach them reform. Moshe says you can't teach them. Moshe so writes the push. You have to stop the reform.
You have to back yourself.
There's only sin yourself. In the Bob Cameron, in the fourth parak, I think the Yom Shoshon of the Simitah says, even out Eva, you now teach them. Even though it's Eva, it's Chai, right? Say it's Chai, it's Eva, and of course, Mashman Tosu over there also can't teach them Torah. They can hear you, can't. It's a Pukok. No, but you're allowed to. What? No, we hear Dak Yisham, Dak Rai. Two things. Dak Rai, Dak Yisham, you're allowed to do it.
It's only right. No,
it's all, but you can teach him. You teach him a guy. Most the case is the person thinks they're Jewish. Most the case by Seder, but it's Jews, Megarath, or your reform conversion. It's all Moshe says us to teach them.
He seems
to
like a
Sham.
I don't
think he's
like a
Sham.
He seems to
do it. Oh, okay. Right, what about Zayim Mitzvahs? The Gemara again says that of Zayim Mitzvahs, there is no issue for them to learn it. And the Kikoi Godel. For what about you have to teach them about that?
Why
shouldn't
other
Abdi
have to know the stuff?
Because it says Magadol of the Yachim, who could be Shmato Yisrael? Who says he could teach them?
It's not
It's Zayim Mitzvahs. Zayim Mitzvahs. Give a right to come now with Zerah. It's Dinim. Dinim are Torah. Torah is Allah.
Who
are
supposed to teach it
then? Go read it. I don't know. Go learn it.
No, they have a whole yeshivas.
Fine. Well, we allow to teach them in these yeshivas. These Noites. But who says we're allowed to teach them? Who says you're allowed to? No, that's the truth, but again, the truth is one gzela is no gzela. The separate thing, you can't teach them Torah. It's a gzela, it's a you can't teach them. Even there's no gzela. What? You can't teach them. Firstly, saying that the Chim Tavor is Zidim, who says? The Gemara says, Vita, the Gemara is Mat, the Zayin Mitzvahs. One of them come out from Chet, there's no Zayin Mitzvahs, the man is there. My Holy Shushar, I'm not saying the Gemara. What? Fine, but again, who says he can teach them? Get Toshu to the guy. So, Taisa says, clearly, in the Chigur Dati Gimel, he can teach them. He writes it black and white. However, the Yavit says, in Afton Tess, and some legend says, he can't teach them even Zayin Mitzvahs. The Bach brings down Ayn Yankov, Bach in the Chagiga, Dafi Gimel, Dagois, says also, he can't teach them Zayin Mitzvahs. We have Machlagis. What?
That's
Can't teach that with Zayin Mitzvahs. That's Zayin Mitzvahs. When you learn Zayin Mitzvahs, you learn the... So what? It's still Torah. If we learn their Lomdus as Torah, they learn their Lomdus as Torah. You learn Alachas, it's Torah. Torah is Alachas, it's Alachas. So what? Torah is Torah. It came from the Torah. Came from the Bible, right? The Bible says they learn from the Bible. It's Alachas. So again, so we have the Yairus and the Bach in Acts, and allowed to. Taisa says, you are allowed to, I'm going to face this. Mashiach is an in-between thing. Mashiach says, Dinim Alachas, you're allowed to tell them, because they have to know what to do. However, but little bit Ian, he says, Lashon, the Seid V'taimim, that is not allowed to do. Seid V'taimim, to teach them the Seid. So what he means is not clear. The Yabi Oymel once learned that Seid V'taimim means teach them the Seid is a secret, but I like explain to them the Zayin Mitzvahs. So we have a Machlokes about the Zayin Mitzvahs, how they pass on Halacha. So the Halacha, the Yabi Oymel, again, the Chemfeis, and the Zayin is Mekel, teach them all Zayin Mitzvahs. He had Leo, Shem, and Ches, Tvers, Yisrael, and Zvachim, and Pagdals. Moshe, he had two tshuvas about, in the Chelik Gimel, Sim, Peites, he comes to argue on the Bach, on the Yaakov, it says, you're not allowed to teach Zayin Mitzvahs. And Simon Tzalik, he comes to argue on the Mashiach, says, you're allowed to teach a man anything. So he says, you're allowed to teach a guy anything in the Zayin Mitzvahs. So if you're allowed to teach him Zayin Mitzvahs, so then, Mechor, there are a lot of things allowed to talk about, speak about. Moshe, Amunah. Amunah about believing Hashem. So first, what is Amunah? Is Nichol Zayin Mitzvahs or not? So Lechol is Nichol either in the Vech Hashem or Vat Zaro, could be, or could be beforehand. So if it's Nichol Zayin Mitzvahs, and he holds more to you, cannot teach him that. About any most shurim that people give is about a moon, about the omnipresent, is one Abish, one being that we believe in. Those things, Nechol Zayin Mitzvahs, you can teach them. But even, get even more so on that, that the Machna Chaim wants to say, like Ephraim said before, and that the Inna of... to believe in Hashem, that Nechim to believe in Hashem also. So the Inna of believing in Hashem, so the Machlok is, Anechi Hashem Lekech is one of the Tayyik Mitzvahs, not the Ramah says it is. And with the Ramban, the Ramah portion say it's not. Why? Because believing in Hashem is a prerequisite before the whole Torah. Before you have Tayyik Mitzvahs, you have to first believe in Hashem. And in this world, who created the must be a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's no, it's not Nichol Neged of Torah. Hashem is Chutz Mitorah. That is prerequisite beforehand. The Bible says the Machlok Chaim, now you are teach your guy, certainly. It's not Nichol Neged of Torah. That's not Torah. That's belief in this world, that's belief in Hashem, and that's the only way I teach.
If you continue
to believe
in Hashem,
then
maybe
you
start believing in the
Mitzvahs. So Zayin Mitzvahs, yeah. Zayin Mitzvahs, you can believe in. You can teach them. So either you allow to teach them Messiah, you allow to teach them about Amunah, either because Nichol Zayin Mitzvahs or Moshe says allow to teach them. Well, even if it's not, like the Amman, because it's a basis that everything comes from and it's before the Inna Torah. Well, let's say davening. So Moshe is a tshuva and a chayim chalpei, it's in the chalpei, the inner of davening. He said, a guy, not only is he allowed to daven, he has a chiv to daven. From Lachim Tzair, if something happens, he has a chiv to daven. Why? Because he says, believing in Hashem, if you have a chiv to believe in Hashem and know what Hashem is, so that in essence tells you that when something but Tzair happens and Twin Towers fall, and who are you going to daven to? The person who can control everything, who can't do anything. So the Mitzvah of Hashem tells you, Lachim Tzair, daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's what Hashem is. That's the definition. Hashem means all powerful, all knowledgeable, and all good. That's the definition. Therefore, all these things have nothing to do with these things that are tefillah. You know, what to daven and how to daven and what to daven, because that's a chiyuv upon a guy.
You can't just have
the problem with
the good
one. You have
the
chesed. But even you have a talkin. No, the Moshe writes this now because the even you have a talkin, but Malkin Tzara. Let's say you have a Tzara. And someone can help you. Who can you cry out to help? The person who can help you. That's Matthias. People do. Let's say someone outside can help you. Cry to him. Help me. Please help me. So if you believe in Hashem, you ask him, please help me. That's the essence of tefillah, what davening is. Even the Ramban says, no chiv. It's not nechel apostle. Go love him. Chol abarachim. However, the Ramban, but the Moshe says, the Ramban of God agrees, the chiv and the raisa with Malkim Tzad. That's the essence of Amunah. So if tell a guy to daven, you'll teach him, tell him what the laws of davening, and that's why I think a good in America is always very big in the government to have the public schools pray. Why? Because even going to pray, you allow people to daven. And similar also the minchus.
Yeah,
they bound down to Hashem. Or they have an option down to Hashem. Depends on what type of Hashem they believe in. The Arabs certainly will daven to Hashem. And the Christians, again, depends if you're Protestant or Catholic, what is exactly you're davening to. It also is before Shemin Chesalaza, the Munkat, and Chesedal, and Simon Samuel Gimel, he says also that the Indian, he writes clearly, the Indian of davening a tefillah is nothing to do with the Tariq Mitzvahs. Even according to Mashah, I not to the Bach, which says he can't teach the Tariq Mitzvahs, he says tefillah and Siddur, that's in beforehand, there's nothing to do with anything. That's about teacher going. So again, we have basically four different things. I think Malacha you can teach a guy. Either to answer yourself, not teach a guy, he's coming to attack you, trying to answer. Zayin mitzvah you have to. In the shir, if he's there, you're not teaching, you're speaking to him, you're speaking to somebody else. And to Megara, those are four things you're allowed to. And I say three things, Malacha is the poiskim. Malacha, I think the one is Machma, maybe they use it as an alpha tziruf. So one of these Gemara in Saita, the Gemara Lamanheim of Beis, the Gemara says that when Kaisa went into Eretz Yisrael, they wrote the Torah on the Avonim in Shivim L'Shainis, why should Goyim learn the Torah? They should know the Torah. The Shabbat is how Goy Torah is also. So what's that? So on the page, the Rav Tchia says already, it's Motah, why should Torah Shabbat Kisav is Motah? Only Torah Shabbat Peh is also. Rav Tchia says it, the Meshav Dovah, the Netziv, Yehuda Yalla says it, the Rav Dovah, they all say this Torah, it's a Torah Shabbat Kisav is Motah. However, I think very few can argue. They say the only pshat the Gemara and Saita over there is after Rosh Hashanah, like Rashi says, a pisk and pen. They should not have painted that they never got the Torah. They would have got it. They would have kept it. They got it. They didn't keep it. It's only after Rosh Hashanah after it's mutter. Therefore, that's what the Yafel Leiv asks. The Reis Haskel, the Shidduch Betzer, the Chod Mashal, but the Meisim Lamer Alpha, the Shabbos also asks because he's saying they're teaching Pesukim. Of course, if you're aiming, very few can see holds also. But who else? See if they bring it down. One month like this, a Torah should be sad. What? No, it's not that high. It could be even... There was not... What is that? That high? Takeshom. I don't know if Takeshom over there. My sister is no problem. Chayso then was a pinnacle of everything. No one's become a challenge then. It could be no problem with Takeshom in that case. Look, we're not coming to answer ourselves. We're coming to teach them. We want to for them to learn it. So again, so what Machlok is Torah Shabbat is that mutter or not? There's another Machlok is Shulta Gemarim in Rav Zera Navov, he wants to say that to teach a Torah to Goy is also, however, Nevi'im Ksuvim is Mutter, Mok Navov makes it down Simon Shin Lama Dawud, and he himself, he argues on it, and says the Shloz argues, but again, it's Machlok Yisrael Poiskim. Then there's another Mahalach, the Mashah in Chagir, that the Gimel wants to tell you, the whole is to teach in Goy Torah, it's Dafka, the Iyun. I will teach him Halachas, all Tayyim Mitzvahs is Mutter. That's Mashal, and when he started, and Tzid says it, and Strombach passed in that way also, that teach Halachas Mutter, Be'in is also. However, the Adliyah, I think Goyim Pais can also argue. This is just ideas to know. What? Yeah, why teach Goyim Halachas what to do? Be'in is also, Halachas is Mutter.
You might have told
me
that I know
it to the Latin Shabbos. Cool. Well, you're doing it again for yourself, you're not doing it for him. Again, this is what Nechman Gedim
will have to answer.
Coming to say, what you want him to put on a life, right? Nice to keep talking to them anyway, it's also on Shabbos.
But tell before Shabbos.
You're not coming before Shabbos.
Oh,
are you saying you'll be locked around? Okay.
No, to say that this is not going
to work
and not
going to
life.
Something. But your fire alarm goes off in your house and the firemen come down to the thing and they shut and they ask you why did you shut it off?
The fire alarm?
There's no fire. The thing goes off.
Yes, before it's like, I like that Kishom, he asked them.
What that explained?
They don't want to talk to you. They want to make sure it's a good kidding. You shouldn't think it's a joke. And make sure it's good. Again, they're doing Mukhul Latalis Atsmoy. Not coming to... You're doing it... We're not coming to ask... They want the kidney to really happen. Not doing it. Not coming in Moisim. Not coming to teach him Torah. So the Gemara is in Moisim the Vitae, Moshe says. Not coming to teach him the Vitae. Trying to get things done. No. Moschaya is also. No, that's not. Coming to teach him Torah and he's paying for it. Okay. But you come and teach Torah and he's paying for the Torah. I think that loads a good arm, I think so. Let's go up to make sure. So again, it's a call to learn from someone who is an apikaris, to learn someone who is a missionary, to speak to him about anything, to tell him it's awesome. I mean, if you want to speak to him about anything, about science, math, to the Torah, it's awesome speaker. What? So the shadow, the two tshuvas, from Master Klein, got a right to kill him from a jastro. For others, Jastro is a... For others, Verizon has a tape on it. He says, you've got to learn from a Jastro. That's, again, a shallow of a min who wrote a sefer that's with the LZ's fault. It's not much a separate shallow. Again, the teacher guy, Torah is also... The King James Bible. They wrote it for Yisrael. Again, if something is real clear for Yisrael. What? Who wrote it? Who was that written? Was that written for Goyim?
The
King James.
King James.
Yeah? I never heard that.
Oh, right, it says right over there.
The fourth time is Mutter, either to ask Atma, is I mitzvah to Megar, or to give a shiur, not speak to them as Mutter. And however, there's also Machlokes, Tosh, Ksav is Machlokes, Napa'in is Machlokes, and Lunach is Machlokes. Nice, we should learn from this the concept. He's Yisrael. You should not teach him if you end up taking it using Lerah, they say you shouldn't teach him.
He's a
member. He'll be still Yisrael. Yisrael is Yisrael.
Hey,
the missionary. Can talk to him, you can't learn from him, but you can tell him what to do. Much from this, we should see that in the chashivas of Torah that we should learn because Torah and Gzeila is stealing from us is our kesef azov. It's like a rooster, something you betroth, you have a kala, you're going to get married. She's our rooster, the Torah, should be matched with the Torah and appreciate it and realize we're the Am Segula and something special to us and unique to us. We should not match with it and not give it over to the Goyim. Thank you, Zeicha, to appreciate the Torah.